Well, Angie Metcalf back with us from Heartland Cooperative in Dorchester as we have some answers from the Heartland. And today we want to continue our talk about navels. Now, last week we talked about infections. Today we're dealing with hernias. And I guess, Angie, what is a navel hernia and how can you tell if your calf has one?
Well, a navel hernia is when a calf has a hole in her belly that didn't completely close, you know, right where the navel would dry up. Sometimes it might be really small, maybe, you know, if you try it one finger size. Sometimes young calves can have three or four. If you try, you can get three or four fingers right up in there, and that's a pretty big hole. So it's best to check calves when they're really young, maybe about a week or two old, see if there is a hernia, if there, you know, was a navel infection, how large that hole is. If you check them and find them young and the holes are small, a lot of times you can fix those on the farm before, you know, you have to bring a vet in to do surgery.
Now, as you said, obviously getting it fixed is very important, but what would happen if the farmer doesn't fix or close up the navel hernia?
Well, you know, if it is maybe one finger, it may close up on its own. You know, there's not a lot of pressure against it. But anything larger than that, you know, the intestines, when the calf grows, you know, fills up with food and things, and that'll put pressure on there. And that pressure can increase that size hole. It may get larger and larger. The intestines may actually push down through the hole. And if you have that, you know, you can have animals that may actually rupture, especially if they get older and maybe pregnant with the pressure of the calf. So you may end up actually losing the animal if you don't take care of it when it's young.
So is this something you have to call in the vet, or can a producer themselves try to repair a small hernia on the farm?
Well, if you've never done it before, I would say have a vet show you how to do it, but there are a couple techniques you can use. Most of us, I think, have heard of the duct tape method, where you push the hernia back up in and you wrap duct tape starting from the ribs all the way back, and it holds it in. In about 2 weeks, it's healed. You take the duct tape off, and you're pretty good to go. Another way to do it is you can use castration bands and lay the calf down. Make sure you get the intestines pushed up and put the castration bands around just that loose flap of skin on the bottom. Use two in case one breaks, but that's another system that works. 2-3 weeks later, that skin will fall off. It'll be healed. But the main thing is, if it's small, have somebody show you how to do it, because you don't want to get the intestine wrapped in there. If it's larger, obviously, three finger hole, you're going to need the vet out there and have them show you how to do it properly, or do surgery if it's that big.
Yeah, that's a very good point. So what is your tip of the day?
Really critical to catch these calves young if you're going to treat them. Getting that too old, if it's 3-4 months old, and then you find that this animal is pretty large, you know, then you're having to do surgery. You worry about infection. Where are you going to put this calf? Somewhere on the farm so that she can be by herself. We're all space limited on farms, and it's labor to try to take care of that animal by herself. So get the vet involved, check them when they're young, moving, doing whatever you're doing, just make it a protocol on your farm.
Are these navel hernias, I mean, are they that common?
Actually, the genetics on some farms make it more predisposed than others, so sometimes some farms will deal with it a lot more than other farms. So it's just something, if you know you have an issue, be more recognizable of it. But some farms may not have a whole lot. It comes back to care of the navel and a little bit of genetics.
Good points. Again, if you want to talk to Angie or have any other questions, 1-715-654-5134. Otherwise, Angie, they can go to the website.
Yes, heartlandcooperativeservices.com is the website, and there's a logo on there you can click onto for podcasts that we've talked to about before, and there's tips and articles pertaining to whatever is going on in the Midwest today.
It's Answers from the Heartland from Heartland Cooperative in Dorchester here on 101.9 WDEZ.